The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
It is March 13th, 2020. This is the Wrestling Inc. podcast. I'm Glenn Rubenstein, joined by Matt Morgan and Raj Giri, here to talk about a very different SmackDown, the first of what will hopefully be a very short-lived era of professional wrestling. SmackDown from the Performance Center, no live audience in attendance. It was something different. Matt, give us your high-level thoughts on the show tonight.
I give them a standing ovation for doing what we watched them do right after 9/11.
Yeah.
And that is, it's their tagline, but it's the truth, that they will do whatever the hell it takes to put smiles on people's faces. They take it very seriously. And they get, they're all role models, first and foremost. Wrestlers are generally, still to this day I am, because of my background as a wrestler. It's crazy. And they get that what they are. They get the role they play in, you can't even call it middle America anymore. It's everywhere, all right? It's a global phenomenon. It just is. And the fact that everything's shutting down, everything's getting canceled. All my kids' buddy ball got canceled, which never gets canceled. It's in an isolated field too, which I was really surprised at. Amongst many other things that everybody watching this can relate to, there's good old WWE still going on and carrying out their show regardless and doing it in the most difficult circumstance as humanly possible. And that's performing in an arena with no fans, without an adrenaline rush for the wrestlers to feed off of and just play to the camera, because they know there's millions at home watching. And what an important night tonight was. President just claimed a national state of emergency, right? And you have a lot of people that are very nervous, very scared. It's a very chaotic time in our history. It'll look back at this day will be looked at that way. It really will. And there's WWE realizing the role that they could play in this and doing whatever the hell it took, even really way outside the box in doing so, to still have their show go on, because they know the millions at home need a distraction. And that's what tonight's show was all about. And I've never been more proud of this company in my life.
Raj?
Wow. Well, I can't top that. Yeah, I mean, it was the most extenuating of circumstances, right? And to be able to do this show, I mean, as a show itself, I wish they would tweak it to where they're not trying to give it the big show feel. They, you know, maybe like the old school Raws, where they had, you get rid of the ramp, the big screen, make it more intimate. I don't know if they can, but put trainees in the stands, or, you know, trainees and their significant others or something like that, just to fill it in a little. And again, I'm sure they thought of that.
You're putting too many people in there then you're running that risk again.
Yeah.
It's not a controlled environment as much.
But are they not having classes though? Because they're still having classes, right?
I doubt it.
I don't know. I'm not sure about that.
I haven't heard anything about the.
This was more than watching these matches and grading their psychology. Right. And their promo wasn't good this week. I could give two shits about any of that. This was much bigger for me watching this at home. I had goosebumps, especially when Hunter started it off.
Yeah, and I agree. I mean, look, there's you know, wisecracks that could be made. There's critique that could be made about, oh, this didn't work as well without a live audience. But this, I mean, look, first, credit to Nikki, Alexa, Sasha, and Bailey. They had to go out there with no one paving the way for them and figure out how to do this on the fly. That was the hardest spot any sports entertainer is going to be in during this entire era.
Yes.
You know, and they did a good job. I mean, was it perfect? Was it as great as with the crowd? Of course not. But for given the circumstances of what they were, for what they're in, they knocked it out of the park. They weren't shaking. They weren't nervous. They didn't. Nobody broke and was just like, oh, this isn't the same, or oh, this feels stupid. They sold it.
You have no idea how hard this is. This is like wrestling. This is like wrestling school, except in wrestling school, I had my other classmates that were watching my match, at least like 20 of them. So you always count on Mickey James being a good phony cheerer for the babyface, right? I can always count on like Nova or Nick Dinsmore or something like that to boo the heels extra loud, right? And give us a little bit of that vibe during practice. Without it, I cannot begin to tell you how hard that is. It's so hard because you are taught to emote with the fans. They're part of the match. It's not just a saying or a cliche. They really are part of every freaking match. And again, no matter what anybody wants to say about this show, they want to make fun of the promos, they want to make fun of the matches, they want to do whatever they want to do, you guys got to get real. There's a lot of scared people out there right now. I don't know if you're one of them, but most of them are. And this goes way beyond rating a wrestling show tonight.
Yeah. Yeah, and I don't know. I'm almost wondering, given how like the NCAA started with saying, oh, we're going to do these games for March Madness without the crowd, and then it switched to, you know what, we're not even going to do the matchups. I almost wonder how long this is going to continue because of the concerns about performer safety, performers going back home, coming back, if they're not planning to pre-tape things. And we'll talk about it. I mean, look, there's the big elephant in the room is WrestleMania and what's going on there. But I think if WrestleMania is postponed, I don't know. I would be surprised if they're able to even keep this up.
I'm hearing Tampa's waiting on WWE. I did a piece on Fox today where they were really impressed that WWE was still going to put on SmackDown tonight. Like, they were really impressed. And they asked for a few quotes on it, and I told them about 9/11. They need to go back and watch that, I said. You want goosebumps, go back and watch that.
Yeah.
This is what this company does. And I'm the reason to show for them. I'm not going back to wrestling anytime. But the main thing, though, is that the guy said to me, he's like, you think they'll cancel WrestleMania? They haven't done it 36 years. The guy who was talking to me for Fox is like a huge wrestling fan in real life, too. And I'm like, I don't know. I don't see how you don't, right? Everything else is being canceled due to pressure. They're going to have to. And he goes, well, right now, as it stands, Tampa's waiting on WWE to make the call.
Yeah, that's what they said during their meeting, that they're going to give WWE a week. And if they don't make a call within a week, then Tampa's going to make that call. So, let's get to WrestleMania after running that SmackDown.
There's not a lot to really talk about or analyze in depth tonight, given the way the show went. We opened with Triple H giving us an introduction, talking about the importance of the Performance Center.
And that was cool. One thing I thought was really good tonight was Triple H and Michael Cole.
Yeah, it was awesome.
We're like, I could watch a reality show with them having a room together for a month.
They were hilarious. He was killing Cole.
Going to self-isolate together.
Yeah.
Leon, our superstar with the super chat, saying, guys, thank you for giving up your time tonight with all that's going on in the world. Keep things for real for those of us who want to maintain a modicum of normality in these unsettling times. Hashtag top guys. Thanks, Leon. And we've talked about this. I mean, we're going to do our best to keep up business as usual here. We're going to talk later about some of the postponements that are happening on our end because of WrestleMania. But I think, Raj, we committed you to this in Wrestling Inc. to this the other night. Just even though there's no wrestling, I think for the normalcy of our fans, we'll just show up and talk about WWE Studios films, talk about classic matches, just shoot the shit because people want to. All the way up because people want normalcy and routine, and I think right now having a slice of that's what's great about the show going outside. This was a shitty week. There was no easy way or better way to put that or sugarcoat it. And for me, a bit, even looking at what they were showing with the Elimination Chamber, seeing that was just this past Sunday. Think about your nostalgia for this past Sunday and how much
where we
simpler
were.
The world seemed
Monday.
It was.
Our podcast was way different on Monday than Wednesday night was when things really started hitting the fan, and it just, man, in like, 36 hours, the world just completely changed.
Yeah,
it's different, man. So Triple H's words tonight were great. I think he did a good job about not addressing the situation by name. No one mentioned the words coronavirus tonight. I believe what he said was with all that was going on in the world. He also made a joke about toilet paper shortages. My theory about that, and we'll talk about it later, is I don't think WWE is going to come out and do anything. We didn't even get to see the Braun Strowman wash these hands promo tonight. I think they're going to wait until they announce something at WrestleMania and then start doing more as far as a public health initiative, perhaps, once that's settled.
Yeah, they don't know where they're at with it at the moment, so that makes sense. I get it.
With WrestleMania, I don't think they ever showed a date or anything, like 3 weeks away or anything like that tonight. Uh-huh. So, yeah.
There was a promo for a Madison Square Garden show that I saw tonight.
Yeah.
I didn't see that, but that's not going to happen.
There were a lot of ads on tonight. I mean, there was like a Visit Orlando ad. I mean, ad buys can't be canceled.
Right, and there was a Dodge ad saying watch Fast and Fast 9 this summer or next month or what in May is when it was supposed to be released, but now it's next year.
So. I know you all are going to miss your NCAA and NBA and Major League Baseball. The postponement of Fast 9 is what hits me the hardest of everything.
NCAA is mine.
Yeah. Oh man, but yeah. So we went right to Bayley and Sasha Banks coming out. Cutting a promo and actually getting in Cole and Triple H's faces at the announce table, asking where Paige was. Cole saying she was having travel issues, interrupted by Alexa.
And that's
Bliss
legit.
Cross. Yep. Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, sure.
Of course she is.
Do we know or have you heard any speculation on what that original angle was supposed to be with Paige coming back tonight?
No. I mean, these WWE shows often are, rewritten and, until hours before they go on the show. Paige tweeted, she was saying she couldn't, sorry she couldn't make the show tonight, but yeah.
So the interruption happened, then it became a match between Alexa Bliss and Nikki Cross versus Sasha Banks and Bayley tonight. Matt, what did you think of both the promos here and then the wrestling with no crowd?
Like I said earlier, it's very difficult to do. But again, I'm watching it with a different set of eyes, and I hope more people are too. I just put a tweet out like 2 seconds ago before we started. I already have 100 likes on it, so I'm thinking the fans did too. And that is, they know they're watching a different type of show tonight and what this is more about than anything else. And that's just to give them something else to think about, talk about, watch on their TV screen for 2 hours.
When you think about it, man, I don't know if you guys have ever had this experience, but in San Francisco, I mean, there's independent wrestling. And I remember flipping like public access and seeing independent wrestling matches and thinking, man, well, at least they had 10 or 20 people in the crowd, but to have no one.
It is so fun. It's so hard.
Yeah.
It's so uncomfortable. I can't. It's the worst. It's like being a comedian and saying all these nasty, awesome jokes and nobody's laughing, right? It's that feeling.
Yeah.
You want to get this, Rush?
Yeah, sure. Zach Rivera in the super chat saying, at the next City of Tampa WWE meeting, there'll be no Vince, but instead Drew Gulak walks in to present city officials a 200-slide PowerPoint on why McMahon can't cancel Mania.
Well done, Zach Rivera.
Raj, you should pay him $10 for that.
I paid that PowerPoint.
Oh, my God.
That would be so great.
So this match happened with Asuka appeared at ringside, took Alexa Bliss down. This led to Sasha Banks getting the bank statement on Cross for the submission and the win. And then after Asuka taunted Bliss and Cross from the ramp, Triple H joked about Asuka running in through the crowd. I mean, I think he was the only one that probably felt like they had enough slack to make jokes like that tonight. And knew because he knew he wasn't going to get in trouble for it, but it was good. I think it was funny.
He would be really, I mean, obviously he can't, he's got a billion other jobs, but he'd be really good on the announce team.
Yes.
If he wanted to.
And Leon, our superstar, want to follow up saying, Matt, if you could please say hi to his wife, Steph, it's her 30th birthday on March 19th. They were supposed to go to Tampa for Mania, but like everyone, they were waiting updates.
See, hi to my wife, Steph. Hey Steph, happy 30th birthday. That sucks. That sucks. I want to be able to see you guys, but hopefully, I'm sure there'll be a postponement or something like that, if they do decide to do something different with Mania, and hopefully we can get back out there. But more importantly, happy birthday, Stephanie. What a good husband, by the way.
Very. I know, seriously. Talk about, better than going on Cameo and paying someone $5. Got Matt Morgan right here direct.
I pay people to do their Cameo. No one wants a Cameo from me.
I don't know, man. There's you know, lesser celebrities on Cameo for certain. So let's talk about this Roman Reigns interview with Michael Cole coming out to the ring and hyping up the match against Bill Goldberg at WrestleMania.
I dug this. I dug the Georgia joke. I liked this, and I know if this was in an arena, he might have gotten a couple boos for it, because when he becomes cocky, Roman, for whatever reason, the fans want to turn on him all the time. I liked this. I liked him talking from his heart, but busting his ass. He's been doing this since he was a little boy. He's been bred to do this. We've heard other second generation, third generation wrestlers talk like this, but sometimes it comes across as robotic. He was 100% from the heart when he was talking like that. I was completely immersed in his promo. I liked it.
Yeah, I mean, Raj, I don't know about you. If I were going to nitpick anything, I think they didn't have to do this in the ring. They could have pre-taped this.
They could have done it.
Wait, what was wrong with the ring? I'm sorry.
I don't know. I felt like in that setting, I think that a pre-taped or a backstage wouldn't have drawn as much attention as having him out there in the ring the way he would do it in front of an audience without the audience. But again, that's just a pure presentation.
They're using it. Don't you see? They're using that. There's nobody in our arena tonight. Isn't this crazy? As their selling point, almost, in a way. Yep. They're hiding it.
Yeah, I mean,
for you to look at.
That's kind of what I thought. I thought, like, when people are flipping through, as awkward as the matches might look with no crowd, it might, people that don't watch wrestling might just put it on, being like, oh, wow, this is crazy, you know, that they're doing it in an empty arena. But I agree with you guys that I thought Roman's promo was really good. He just came across really natural. Roman is great in these kind of situations, like when they did that snowed out Raw, and him and Brock. Yeah. And he just comes across as natural, really cool, likable guy. It's sometimes just with the crowd and he's giving these long promos, it doesn't work all the time.
I almost wonder if he's one of those, Raj, that is better where he doesn't have – one of the things that used to screw me up sometimes, I had all day from 12 o'clock in the afternoon till 8 o'clock SmackDown would start to get these things in my head and start to go, oh, wait, maybe I shouldn't say it this way. Maybe I should look this way when I say it and get others' opinions, have 15 cooks in the kitchen telling me what to say. And then by the time I'm not Matt Morgan anymore cutting the promo, I had too much time on my hands, right? Mm-hmm. Sometimes with TNA that would happen to me too. I almost wonder if Roman's one of those that are better off where maybe 5 minutes before he's supposed to talk, like, hey, here's the bullet points we're going to talk to you. Just have an interview with Michael Cole in the ring. Let's go.
Yeah.
I almost wonder that, because this, you made a good point about him being at Stanford when they did the snow in the event. He killed that promo versus Brock.
Yeah.
And Antoine Fair, $5 super chat. Thank you, Antoine. This was the Roman I needed. This part-time dude is not going to come in my yard and take titles that I never lost. Not his words, but what I felt. Awesome.
All right. Yeah. It's kind of similar to when he was facing Brock a couple of years ago, and he was saying, like, Brock was a part-timer and, you know, he needs to bring the belt back. Then he ended up losing, but...
At the time.
So we had Caleb Braxton backstage with Cesaro introducing the new Intercontinental Champ, Sami Zayn. Shinsuke Nakamura was with him. Kale said they weren't scheduled for the segment. Sami disagrees. They introduced... her real guest, which was Jeff Hardy, making his return, saying he's healthy and hungry as he's ever been, done a lot of soul searching. And then Baron Corbin interrupted him and saying not everyone's happy that Hardy is back. And then Elias came in to perform his latest song, but Corbin stormed off. So, this was putting some things in motion. I'm a little bummed that Sami Zayn got deprived of doing a full Intercontinental Championship celebration that they could have done with the audience. But I thought he looked good tonight, though.
He did.
So Triple H was back at the announce table saying he's the only guy who can receive a promotion and a demotion all in one. A reference to what happened this week. Mentioned that internet was... this is where he just really started laying in on Cole, saying the internet was complaining about his commentary after one segment on his own, so Triple H was back out. Were they supposed to have more people joining Cole tonight, Raj?
That's what they said at the beginning, that there was going to be special guests, and I guess they did have it with Elias, right? So But yeah, I don't think Triple H was supposed to be there the whole night, and they probably called an audible once he was gone.
Daniel Bryan was in the back, started talking to Drew Gulak. So Matt, this is what we said we wanted to see the other night.
Your buddy Iceman Hopkins, real quick, thanks for the $5 super chat. Roman Reigns promo seemed legit tonight. Yeah, he came across. Jeez. He came across great. Matthew Charles with a $2 super chat saying WrestleMania live from Dollar General, a toilet pole on a pole match. All right.
Toilet paper.
Yeah. What did I say?
Well, a toilet pole. I don't even know what that is. I don't want to know.
Toilet paper is hard to get right now.
Yes. These are the times we're living in. Anyhow. So, backstage, Gulak and Daniel Bryan. Matt, this is what we wanted, seeing these guys team up.
Love this, though. I did like this backstage interaction. I liked it a lot.
And Bryan said he was willing to learn if Gulak was willing to teach him. Love that.
Yes.
Sami Cesaro and Shinsuke walk up. They get into it, and that sets up a match for later in the evening. And then we got the replay of the Elimination Chamber match from Sunday with John Morrison and The Miz retaining the SmackDown Tag Team titles. This was like half the show, it felt like.
I thought this was pretty smart, actually. I thought to eat up some time with this was honestly pretty smart.
Raj, what do you think? Do you think fans that watch the pay-per-view would hang in after this? I mean,
actually, history has shown they've only done this a few times. When Diamond Dallas Page and Goldberg, their pay-per-view match was cut off for a lot of the country because they went over the three-hour pay-per-view feed. They showed it the next night on Nitro, and it did a gigantic rating. And then the Snowed Out Raw that we were talking about, they re-showed that Royal Rumble match, and it did a big rating. So I think there's a good chance that it does a good number.
It'll be interesting. I think we will see more of this. In weeks ahead.
I don't think it's a bad idea. I don't think it's stupid. I don't.
Daniel Bryan versus Cesaro. Daniel Bryan coming out with Drew Gulak. Gulak trying to lead the yes chant to the empty performance center. Cole confirmed this was a singles match instead of a tag match, as was indicated earlier. And before things got going, we had Triple H filling in as a cameraman. We saw the backstage segment. Mojo Rawley, I got to give him credit tonight. Man, with no one there, he put on the same energy that we always see for him talking about Gronk and saying that Gronk is coming to WWE, confirming the rumor, and Gronk will be there next week.
Yep, and it should be him who delivered this, so I like this.
Yeah, he's got to be pumped that Gronk is coming in, because they have not been using Mojo well for a while.
He might get a legit shot at something, hopefully, here, and he's able to. Hopefully, it's on him now to take advantage of it if he gets this opportunity. He's got to do something big with it, though.
Yeah.
Dude, his energy level, put him in the crowd. He's so animated. I thought he came across great tonight.
His headset was on wrong. Michael Cole had to fix it for him.
That's funny. So this match, not a lot to it. Daniel Bryan won.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, pinned Cesaro, I think, right?
Yeah. But then they all hit the ring and started triple teaming Daniel Bryan. Gulak made the save. Then Sammy joined in. Part of it was a double team. Then it was a triple team. And yeah.
With heat. Yep.
Then Jeff Hardy versus King Baron Corbin. Pretty quick and decisive win for Jeff Hardy in his return match.
Yeah, especially against Corbin.
Yeah, I'm surprised they didn't give him some, if you're going to beat somebody quick, beat someone who you haven't been investing so much time in. But it was what it was, and Jeff Hardy should have gotten a win. So it made all the sense in the world to have Hardy get a win here.
I think he'd win this easily, this quickly.
Yeah, it sounds like they changed the Twist of Fate. I wonder if Matt Hardy owns that, because they called it the Twist of Fury or something, I think. So,
Yeah.
Good on Matt Hardy, if so.
Right, yeah.
Even though that was Jeff's move, that's always been Jeff's. Jeff did it first, if you go back and watch.
Right. Unless Jeff owns it, so WWE decided to change the name because they don't want wrestlers trademarking their own stuff. Which is very possible.
Which makes sense. Gabriel Martinez from the chat room says they should make episodes of Raw and SmackDown dedicated to Southpaw Regional Wrestling. I don't think it'd be a terrible idea to air some of them. Just like a couple of the second matches to give people a taste of it. Because I'm so entertained by that stuff.
And I think if they wanted to like air an episode of The Ruthless Aggression or some of their documentaries to help plug the network.
Somebody wrote that. I thought that was a good idea, actually. I like that person's tweet, actually. But then again, I don't know. I just then you lose that feeling I had watching tonight's show. Because they're doing nothing but running packages the entire time.
Yeah, but
watching a magazine show versus they're gutting through this and they're doing this for everyone across our country. I don't know, across the world.
Yeah, but a lot of tonight's show was that Elimination Chamber match, like almost an hour. On Raw, when it's going to be 3 hours, that's a long time.
That's where the perfect show is to put something like what they do with Elimination Chamber match tonight on it. I'm just saying, so many people say, like, oh, well, they can do a show. They can just do this, and none of it involves actual in-ring wrestling in front of an empty audience. I still think by them doing that, they're going to just get – I just assume they're going to get amazing PR for this tomorrow. I really do.
I think it'll be good. I mean, part of me almost thinks, you know, we've harped on the repetitive matchups. They could almost just shoot new storylines and promos and just reuse the matches we've already seen before for some of this stuff because the matches are so inconsequential to some of it. But I don't know. I mean, I feel like tonight, Matt, I'm with you on tonight. It's like, you know, I really don't want to look at this so much objectively. I think let them get through tonight. Admire what they did. It was amazing they did it. Let's see how Raw fares, and then we will figure out what they're going to be able to do going forward. But I don't know. I don't know that they're even going to be able to do this week in and week out because it seems like with everything we're hearing about coronavirus, people traveling home then coming back isn't going to protect the roster, the crew, or anyone else. So I don't know if this is sustainable short term, but for tonight, this was impressive as hell.
Yeah.
That's a good point about the flying, though. You're right.
Also, Dynamite, well, remind me to get to Dynamite, but that's closed to fans as well.
Yeah.
It's coming Wednesday.
And, I mean, just from a pure competition angle, I'm really looking forward to seeing how AEW does.
They need to run being the elite is what they need to run.
Yeah. Well, and it's funny, Matt, when you say that. So I think what myself and others have sort of hoped for that WWE will do, it's actually kind of like that. That's the model, right? Of saying like, yeah, we're going to have matches, but we're going to give you all this other content to supplement that. So it's actually interesting when you said that, it's like, that's exactly what people are almost urging WWE to do, which would be very interesting.
They don't have anything like that though.
No, they don't. I mean, they would have to just start shooting and creating.
And AEW also has a lot of stuff on AEW Dark that a lot of people haven't seen, you know. Because most people don't watch the YouTube show, so they could air those as well.
I watch it.
But, you know, compared to the amount of people that watch Dynamite, so...
So Triple H came back, said some words talking about the WWE fans, the universe missing. They're the most important part of the show, not there physically, but they are there. Then Michael Cole came out with the mic, introduced John Cena, more poignant than ever, perhaps, his Never Give Up entrance tonight, and came out and cut this promo on Bray Wyatt, talking about all these people that want to blame their failure on him and talking about the future of this business, listing a lot of names from NXT, Matt Riddle, Tommaso Ciampa, Rhea Ripley, Velveteen Dream, and saying Bray Wyatt's an example of why they give fifth and sixth chances to people who ask about John Cena when times get hard. So said he wants them to invest in people who deserve it every day. He was interrupted by Bray Wyatt, who was there in the audience. And then came in to cut this promo, talked about his failure, that Cena took something from him 6 years ago, drove him crazy, and the Fiend is what helped him put it back together. So, Matt, are you more excited for this feud now tonight that these guys have really gotten a chance to trade words face-to-face?
Yes, I love that he was in the crowd. Yes, or the non-crowd. Yes.
Yeah, I agree. I thought it was so much better this way than the Firefly Funhouse stuff.
Really?
Yeah, it came across more organic, real. it didn't feel as hokey. I feel like the Firefly Funhouse has kind of run its course. And
the timing of it, Raj, also works of when he got buried. It was right after that match, essentially. And you could tell there's a lot of realness in Bray's promos when he's talking about this. This is when I got fucked over by this company.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So, I dug it. I actually thought this was the best thing on the show. And I thought Cena killed it.
Cena created this monster. I think that's awesome storytelling. I really do. Because they made us wait how long? A year? How long has it been?
Since Cena faced Wyatt? Or
The monster.
Oh, yeah. I think it was April. So almost a year.
That's awesome. Awesome storytelling.
So yeah, that was the show tonight. I thought this promo was just worked so well. This worked without the crowd. They could have done this from anywhere. And it would have been compelling. Man.
Good on Cena's gonna, people are like, oh, he's getting a payday at WrestleMania. Of course he has to be there. But good on him for being there. He's a big enough star where he can say, go screw yourselves. I'm not chancing nothing. I'm going home, staying home. Good on him.
Cena and The Rock don't need WrestleMania payoffs. They're coming back because they love it. They want to do it.
I agree.
I mean, let me be really corny for a second. I think when they're ready to say the words coronavirus on WWE TV, John Cena could go out there and give a speech that I think this country needs to hear right now and wrestling fans need.
Oh, my God, yes. Oh, I 1,000% agree with you on that. Yes. It's not corny, but yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if they'll ever do that. I mentioned it on TV because I feel like they don't want to bring anyone down. It's out there.
You should do it on YouTube like you did that 4th of July promo about equality, which, Matt, you've seen that. Tell me you watch that and you don't tear up watching it. I mean, it's beautiful, right? And I think that we need more like that right now to put people's minds at ease and bring our country together. And honestly, I mean, no, I'm not the biggest Cena mark, but when he gets in that mode, I believe everything he says and I feel very capable and confident. To me, he is Captain America. The closest thing we have to that is a real person.
And I think he showed tonight why he is the best promo, the best wrestling promo of this century since The Rock and Austin.
Yeah. Yeah. I know we had Attitude Era in our generation, but, after that.
Right. Yeah, exactly. 2000 on after Rock and Austin. Yeah.
So let's talk about WrestleMania. I just had the light bulb idea. Because the Tampa isn't canceling it, WWE isn't canceling it.
Supposedly Tampa hasn't decided yet.
Well, yes, but that meeting the other day was really weird how they phrased their response. But I think part of it, Raj, what are you hearing about the potential postponement plans?
That's the one that makes the most sense. Just because doing it in an empty arena or something makes no sense to me. Because all that money from the live event gate, the merch, all you're going to get is a little uptick in network buys, and that's it. So why do it? Postponing it, you still get the uptick in network buys. Plus, you get, you don't have to refund those 60,000 tickets. Just postponing it makes all the sense in the world to me.
And they're still going to come. It's WrestleMania. It's just like the Super Bowl was postponed. Every single one of them would still go the month later, 2 months later, whenever it ended up being.
And Tampa, the weather's beautiful year round, so they could do it any time. So they just say it's postponed till later in the year. Give this a few weeks to play out, see if this is starting to settle down. I mean, if the reports in China are to be believed, we're only at like 20 new cases or net 20 new cases per day when, there was like 3,500 a day in January.
Yeah, in China.
In China, yeah.
Yeah, and they did wait a little bit, but I think they were a little ahead of the curve in addressing it. So, I mean, let's get into it, Raj, with the latest developments. And I saw on Twitter you were doing a lot of reading last night.
I was. AEW, they had to move the Dynamite this coming Wednesday from Rochester to Jacksonville. Now, Jacksonville also put out a mandate that no mass gatherings. So they're going to be doing it in an empty arena, or they had said a restricted audience. So I don't know if they're going to have, talent and family there, but it's closed to fans. And then the following week was going to be in New Jersey, the Blood and Guts, and that's not going to take place there. It hasn't been announced where they're going to move to. Raw this coming Monday is also going to be now from the Performance Center. It was supposed to be in Pittsburgh. The XFL has canceled its season early.
Shoot.
Yeah, halfway through the season. Ratings were falling a lot, so in a weird way, it might benefit them. That because it's not going to fall farther, so when they come back next year, they could say, hey, this is what we averaged this season, because you got those first 5 weeks as opposed to the whole season. They might get a better TV deal out of it. We'll see.
I didn't know the ratings were dropping. Okay.
Yeah, double digits every week percentage-wise. I mean, yeah, it was a lot. Yeah, and as for WrestleMania, that's the big question. No one really knows. There's definitely going to be a WrestleMania. It's just, where is it moved? Do they still do, or do they actually just go through with it in Tampa? Other sporting events, I'd say there's no chance, but with WWE, I don't think they're going to cancel it on their own. It would have to be Tampa that steps in. And there is rumors that with the deal that WWE makes when they get WrestleMania, these cities when they get WrestleMania, is that there's a provision that if Tampa were to cancel it for any reason, that they would have to pay WWE, you know, a certain amount. Whereas if WWE cancels it, they don't get that money. So that could be a factor of why WWE is wanting Tampa to cancel it.
Yeah. And no, I absolutely agree. I mean, so I think that they're saying they hope that in the next week there's movement on that. I don't know, man. I think if the NHL, NCAA, NBA, Disneyland, Disney World, all of Broadway.
Golf. Yeah. Golf is not even a spectator sport. I mean, you know, it's not a feeding off the crowd sport.
NFL meetings.
Yeah.
The Fox studio tapings.
Yeah, yep. Every TV production and movie production practically right now. I mean, it is... I don't know. I mean, one, irresponsible towards the fans, irresponsible towards the talent. I just think that if every other person with billions and hundreds of millions and millions of dollars at stake is saying, you know what, let's give it 30 days, flatten the curve, slow the spread is what we all need to do and suck it up now to avoid worse consequences later. I think Vince McMahon is, like you said, either he's playing a game with chicken with Tampa or he's like out of his mind.
Or he's waiting to see, you know, a couple weeks. And if it does start to flatten, he can say, hey, look, it's getting better. We can go ahead and do the show.
Because it is moving so quick. Yeah. You know, Lens, I am surprised some people haven't just, not for selfish reasons, but because of this stuff is moving at the speed of light, it legit is.
Yeah. 2 days, how much it's changed.
Like, what can happen a week from now, 2 weeks from now, 3 weeks from now? I know everyone said, oh, so it's going to be 30 days. That's just a timetable that the NBA put on originally.
Yeah.
You know, who knows? You know, we all hope. I know it's a lot quicker. So I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah. I mean, one, the crisis right now, I mean, my understanding is just it's really lack of testing availability. So we don't know what it is in the U.S. versus other countries, which is why if you could take preventative measures, take preventative measures. Not everyone can, though.
Yeah. My daughter's school is just canceled. All of next week is probably going to be longer than that.
Same here. They're on spring break. They just started today. And they said, oh, we'll have school next week. The week after they come back, they just canceled it. And here's the thing, though. They did just release more testing for more testing facilities. I believe it was 0.5 million and then 1 million. And then there'll be 5 million all within a matter of a week.
People need it, man. You keep seeing people on social media talking about they're getting the runaround just trying to get tested right now. And I think that's part of why everyone's scared is because we have no freaking clue what we're actually up against. It's tough.
We have a place here where we're at Advent Health in Altamont Springs. They're doing the testing here. But we need more. Our local hospital, South Seminole Hospital, for instance, doesn't have it. So we're waiting on it.
Yeah, and like I mentioned China earlier. If those numbers are legit, that's what the main coronavirus site and New York Times and everything are reporting. They have pretty much kind of contained it, so where the number of net new cases are, you know, really small. So there is a silver lining if you get all the testing out and you get people then doing what all these sports organizations and everything are doing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And stop manufacturing our damn antibiotics from China.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot in the supply chain. I mean,
goodness.
It's really crazy right now. And so to our news, Raj Giri made an executive decision this morning You want to share that with?
Yeah, Rubenstein.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
It's a bummer. Our WrestleMania meetup in Tampa, we decided to cancel it. We don't want anyone catching anything or getting anything. So, if WrestleMania gets postponed, we're planning to, you know, hopefully we can do it then. But as far as in 3 weeks, it's
not I'll do happen. It by myself. If you guys can't get out there, I'll get out there. I live close enough to Tampa.
Okay. Yeah, well, we had just closed Matt Hardy too. He was going to do a Q&A with us, and so that was kind of a bummer.
Why don't you just go bigger with putting a tail on this guy and lying, Raj? Be like, you know, we just closed Hulk Hogan.
And
we were going to have like if CM Punk was going to come out of retirement, and Limp Bizkit was going to play a live show, right. But due to coronavirus, everyone, right. You know,
damn coronavirus,
crazy warriors, we got to cancel it.
Yeah.
But no, look, we talked about this. So regardless of what we committed, you two, Raj, is, look, we're going to do some Q&A, some extra stuff on the podcast. I think let's do some extra, whether it's extra episodes or a bonus episode or extra segments, because I think what we're hearing most from people is they just wanted to come and see us in a different environment altogether and hanging out, not with the rigidness of talking about a show. So I think we're going to do our part to keep stuff up, with the fans here.
Yeah, and WrestleMania week, we're going to have a ton of podcasts that week. I mean, it's going to be – fans are going to be sick of us by the end.
Yeah. So Terry Allen Jr. with two super chats asking, Matt, what stuff you love at Florida?
What do you love in Florida? I think he's saying.
What? To do, to eat, to – I like the warm weather. I usually like the – that's how it brought us out here, was the warm weather. The people, much different than the people up north that I grew up around my whole lifetime. The people down here, you have a little bit of that slow, laid-back type of attitude toward things, whereas up north, you guys know, it's very 100 miles. You guys that are watching this live up north, you know what I'm talking about. Everything's very quick.
Yeah.
I've still not learned to adapt that calm and chill demeanor. In lifestyle, I still live 100 miles an hour and act 100 miles an hour, but my wife loves it. But yeah, I don't even know how to answer that question. Disney World, there you go.
A lot of people are joking about Ryback. Matt Morgan is on Ryback's podcast this week, as well as I'm doing the weekly wrestling news report. Matt, how was it?
Glenn, do you want to say that, or you want me to say it?
What? Wait, with
that,
what now?
I just could not get through that plug without putting himself over because somebody's jealous. Somebody's jealous. I'm moving.
Yeah, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? Ryback's podcast now.
Oh, Ryback will jump off a roof. No way. If Ryback can't handle it, we'll not be able to handle it. All seriousness, all jokes aside, in the best part of our podcast, the Ryback, we talk about like 101 different things about, you name it, we talk about it, wrestling, different beliefs that we both actually share. Not different, but similar beliefs. Tons of different things. But right dead in the middle of it, right, he asked the question of, so what's this that popped up on my timeline about Ryback? I still don't understand. I'm not clear to what it is. And you can see my face because we did a Skype. I just died like I do here every time when you tell me that, hey, Ryback made a comment on Twitter, want to know what this is. So I explained to him the story. And good podcast. I had fun doing it, actually. You could tell, you guys know when I'm, those of you that watch this, that watch every single week, you guys know when I'm really into it and when I'm not, I think. I'm very black and white in that regard, when I'm engaged and not. And I thought we did, he did a very good job.
Matt back. yeah, he was saying you guys have very similar philosophies on wrestling.
Just in life. Yeah. Gary Vee, like, he started throwing out Gary Vee. I was like, you even know who that is? And he's like, dude, I talked to him. I was like, that's insane.
Yeah.
I don't know if we have anything else, Raj, to cover, but let me just, I didn't even realize this. Let me put this over big time for a second. 205 Live is happening tonight at the Performance Center. And credit to those performers, because WWE, I mean, that would be the easiest thing for them to just not do.
Definitely.
Given that it's only on the network. And seeing the clips going around, the GIFs from tonight's show, looks like there's a banger of a match just this one move with Kushida, Swerve, and Jack Gallagher. So props to the cruiserweights for going out there and following up SmackDown with that for a much smaller audience on the WWE Network.
Wrestling enthusiast with the $2.99 super chat. He's asking, Matt, how do you handle a city with what's going on?
Well, we more follow as like for this emergency. You got to remember we're in Florida, right? So we have a lot of hurricanes that hit and caused just disasters down here. And so I've had a couple of years since I've been elected, 2017, where we've had that happen. And it happened my first month being mayor even. So long story short, it's really, you make sure that, you're getting the proper, everything from CDC, for example, out there to your residents, make sure that, we're not using any other, pieces of information. So people, that's the biggest thing that's happens right now is misinformation and people saying quotes and stuff like that. That's why I'm kind of scared to even come out and say a quote, because I don't want to add or take away from what people should be paying attention to, which is, the Center for Disease Control and using what they're talking about, for example, for facts. You don't got to watch CNN for that. You don't got to watch Fox for that. That's just, that's the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth. But for the city of Longwood, just really quick, we've prepared and trained our emergency or first responders. Obviously, to not spread the disease itself. And to contain and control it if we do face it. I don't know if you guys heard this, but Longwood, we had, the first presumptive case here in Seminole County, meaning their guy's still waiting on hearing back from his test. There's a man that, I guess, went on a cruise in Egypt or whatever and just had gotten back. Now, for our county to be in, like, a state of like of emergency or something like that. I mean, it's got to hit 50. We have to have 50 in the county or something to that effect, I believe is what the county does, but mainly it's county that does this. We have an emergency control center in Seminole County that all of our cities defer to, if that makes sense. But we had, tonight was supposed to be our employee appreciation day and night. It's supposed to go from 5 to about 8 o'clock. I didn't cancel it. Either these employees needed something to take their minds off stuff with, and we had a dodgeball tournament I set up for it, and all these cool different things. We had an 80s themed night for it and everything. People showed up in their 80s gear and stuff, and it was really a good time. Everyone laughed at food, at drinks. We had it at our park. It was a beautiful warm night. It was really nice out. I was terrible at dodgeball, but the idea was to get their minds off everything, and it did. That's what they all said one by one after the night was done. We had about 100 of them there. That's public works. That's fire. That's police. That's your parks and rec teams. That's your city hall staff, your clerk, your chief of, all that stuff. So I'm proud that we didn't cancel it. And got to give them a little bit of normalcy, like you said. Tomorrow we have a Mustang show that we have every single year. I've had it for 33 years. Still going to have that. Monday we have our commission meeting, and that's when I think we're gonna have to start talking about canceling the upcoming events from that day on.
Matthew Charles with the $5 super chat saying, stay safe guys. I know Matt has a lot on his plate right now, but I'm glad you guys still carry on this podcast. Been a fan since Tough Enough too.
Oh, thanks Matthew Charles. At least there's wondering out there. Thank you.
We're gonna do a podcast dedicated to that. I think we could do it, man. Telling you. And speaking of which, Raj, is there anything else we want to talk about? Again, to give people the sense of normalcy. We hear so much from people who say this podcast is part of the routine. I almost, Matt, if you've got a little bit of time, I almost don't want to cut them short and be like, well, with everything that's going on, we're, I want to give people a little more tonight.
Yeah, let me just run through these two things real quick. Roman Reigns, Bill Goldberg, they announced that they're going to have a contract signing for WrestleMania 36 on next week's SmackDown. Just real quick with the ratings this week, obviously that Wednesday night was when the coronavirus stuff really started hitting the fan. Donald Trump gave his address, but still Dynamite was able to top NXT in the ratings. It did 766,000. They were down 16%. NXT was not down that much. It was only down 3% from last week. It did 697,000 viewers. So really close between the two shows this week. So,
hey, when's my interview with Ryback going to be on?
I think that's Monday. Yeah, Monday.
This upcoming Monday?
Yeah.
How do I? Okay.
Yeah, I can.
I usually watch your stuff on or listen to it on. Watch it on YouTube.
Yeah, yeah. So,
at the bottom of his screen, cute little rise and his little square down there. You let him talk a lot, and you don't let me talk that much. What? You don't let me talk that much without cutting in eventually. Like, I was watching, I was like, wow, he's really, me and my wife were on the way to the gym, and it was playing. I was like, wow, Roz is letting him just go on and on and on. If I did that, he'd be cutting me off like after the minute and a half mark.
It's his podcast. It's not the wrestling. That's what I said. Like, someone in the chat. Let me find it. One second. That's great. He texted Blueback, so that can be the name for you guys. WWE Backstage, also that show is canceled next week, and you know, probably for the foreseeable future, Fox, they're kind of shutting down the studio shows.
So it wasn't performance based, right? Like they thought it sucked and they're getting rid of it, right?
Okay. No, even though the rating last week, it did its lowest number ever last week.
I like it.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just on an awkward night, Tuesday nights. I feel like if they did it Friday after SmackDown, say, now tune into FS1 for Backstage, and people would just turn over and probably quadruple your audience at least.
Yes.
So, I just think it's a weird time slot.
Do you remember TNA Reaction? That used to do a pretty decent number. I believe we did a 1-0 at least. Like a 0.910, I believe, is what the numbers we used to do on that, as it would do a run over after Impact would be over.
That was when Bischoff was there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I think that was his idea or something.
Yep. And he used to sometimes mess with the ending of Impact to go into it so he could get a higher number. But like overall, it was always like a 1-0, which was a really good number for like what's supposed to be a little shit show, not the main event Impact show.
Right, yeah.
And I always liked it better. Because they did more reality-based stuff on it. Except when we used to have to ice Ric Flair. I always thought that was so corny. Oh, my God. I used to tell Matt Conway this all the time. Like, Matt, nobody does this. I'm telling you, we go out all the time together. Nobody really does this.
Oh, yeah, with the Zimas or whatever?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Like, you saw, I think it was Matt. Matt's a good dude and a good writer, by the way. You want a good writer to write for you, it's Matt. I'm being serious. But with that said, he went to a wedding and saw this happening, you know, and thought it came back to TNA like it was the coolest thing ever. Wanted the Fortune Group to do it to Ric Flair all the time.
Yeah.
And it was just like the only part of Fortune I thought, besides the fact that we had like 10 members. But other than that, that was the part I thought that was stupid about it. Like, why are we doing this?
It's I get your point, but at the same time, I do remember it. Like, there's so many things I don't remember. Oh, but
come on, do you also remember? You know,
right? You remember a lot of the bad.
All right.
when they had Fortune, I thought TNA was on fire. They were doing some good stuff back then.
Yeah, man. Well, I do know how they went on the road at Monday nights. They go on the road every week. What the hell?
Yeah.
Phil Pang saying, if Matt joins Raj back, their new group could be the Triangle of Shame.
Triangle of Shame.
Why's it got to be shame, Phil the Pain? Get his name? Phil the Pain?
Yeah, there you go.
That's not your real name, I suspect. Philip.
I'm really interested to see what they do Monday night. It's funny, I was going back today and watching some of the old school promos of wrestlers in empty arenas. There's one of Piper that I love that was from here at the Cow Palace in San Francisco in like 1980. And I think there could be something there if the wrestlers were able to make this adjustment. I think it could actually make for pretty good TV.
If they could fight to the back and find areas where they could film in the back, you know, backstage. You know, take it to different areas of the performance center. It'd be kind of cool.
Do they need the weight room? Like, I would totally take the stack of weights. I don't know if you guys have ever seen this. You guys are not big gym goers, I'm guessing. But you ever see?
Hey,
okay, I don't know. We haven't talked about it.
Once upon a time.
So do you guys know the weight stacks in there? Like when you're doing like lat pull downs, you know, the pin that you put in the rack?
Right?
I would take some dude's head, right? And I would pull it up, right? And I'd let the stack fly down on his head. That's what I would do. He'd be dead, but
yeah, I mean, there is that.
Probably that, you know.
But there's cool things you can do, is my point.
Yeah, 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 for sure.
And like their weight room, they have a really state of the art weight room. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Man, so I don't know how you guys are lives are being impacted. Matt, you've got a city to run. Raj, have you self isolated? Are you quarantined?
In a way, I mean, like I said, our my wife's yoga studio, she's a yoga teacher. They shut down for 2 weeks at least. You know, my daughters, they cancel school the next week. The next week is spring break, so at least 2 weeks. Colorado just had their first death. They declared, you know, the emergency for the state of Colorado. So. It's nuts, man. I mean, yeah, we've never seen anything this like this in our lifetime as far as.
No, we haven't. They declared a death to coronavirus in Colorado.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. Yeah. It's one of those things, you know, the numbers are exponentially going up. So, you know, last week you had what, like 30 cases, I think. And now we're almost at 2000.
So, you know, I want to say one thing. I know I've seen people tweeting at me or people talking about like, oh, well, you know, going to the gym, I'm worried about that. I know we talked about the other night about the risks associated with this. I mean, look, for me, being in my weight class, I'm in a higher risk group. If you have high blood pressure, diabetes, or any pre-existing condition, you're in a much higher risk group. I mean, this is a free plug. They're not sponsoring the show anymore. But seriously, if you want something you could do at home, get the DDPY app, DDP Yoga. We've been back on it now for the past week and a half and have been feeling better. It's like, do what you can to take care of yourself in these times and just, you know, boost your immune system, boost your health to help you have a better chance should you contract this.
Yeah, it sucks because I was talking to someone at lunch the other day. It was yesterday.
Oh, I remember what that was like, going out to lunch with someone.
I'm still going out to lunches because I need to get out for a little bit.
Going out for my breakfast, so yeah.
Yeah, I was talking to this guy because they had all this stuff going on the news, and he was telling me how he works courtside for all the different, you know, the Avalanche, the Nuggets, all the sports, and they let him go, all of them.
Wow.
They're letting these guys go. So he's out of a job. So it's one of those things where, you know, I tweeted something the other night about how making the sacrifice, you know, having to deal with all this, but it does lead to this, preventing this outbreak. But, and I said something about these minor inconveniences, and it's not minor. People are losing their jobs and it's affecting people's lives in a lot of ways. So, it sucks.
No, it's crazy. I mean, with our business, I mentioned the other night, we had a large travel client that canceled their podcast ad campaign earlier this week as a result of what's going on. Thankfully, everyone else is business as usual. But with our employees, we've already said that, you know, look, for the foreseeable future, we can make it. It'll be tougher. But I know there's a lot of people out there, especially in this gig economy, that are going to be hit very hard by this. And, you know, I can't even imagine what that must be like to deal with.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, recommendations if people are going to be staying at home more, Matt. Is there anything you've been watching lately? Anything people should check out on the Netflix, the Hulu, or the Amazon?
No, I'm strictly a YouTube guy now.
Really? What have you been watching?
Old school wrestling. I was just randomly watching a Kevin Nash teach some combat zone wrestling school thing on YouTube, training school thing. I watch the most random things, but a lot of them are around wrestling, old school wrestling, or shoot promos, or obviously, I always used to have been watching all the political different videos as well, but like right now I'm not because.
I need to
watch to know what the hell's happening. That's all they're talking about is this virus. So.
Oh, I know. I mean, and I think, you know, look, read up, educate yourself, but I think regardless of your cable news channel of choice, if you put that on right now, you will lose your mind.
Yes. Yes.
By the way, talking about things we're watching, Vice sent me a screener for the new Dark Sides of the Ring, of the Ring, and they sent me the one for the Benoit episode.
Oh,
and
it is
it's amazing. It's intense. I mean, reliving all that, watching it.
Can you send it to me?
Yeah, I can send it to you.
Seriously?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Did they announce the full lineup for the season?
Yeah, I don't have it on me, but actually, let me see if I can find it. But Dino Bravo's murder was one. That should be interesting. I think that's one that a lot of fans don't really know a lot about.
They don't.
It was a mob hit. Then there's some like lighthearted ones, like the Brawl for All. There's one on New Jack. There's one on Owen Hart. I think that should probably be really good. And Herb Adams. So, yeah, it's I think it's coming out in 2 weeks. So,
something to watch, man. I think people are going to be catching up a lot on TV and videos.
Yeah.
Stuff that's out there. Cool. We'll look forward to that. Anything else that we didn't cover here, Raj? Any questions? Anything else we want to hit we wrap this up?
No, thanks. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in. It's crazy times, and we really appreciate it.
We're trying, man. He's at BP Matt Morgan. He's at Rajgiri underscore 303. I'm at Glenn Rubenstein. We will be back here Monday night on the Wrestling Inc. podcast to talk about Monday Night Raw. And Raw's going to happen. If for some reason, if Raw doesn't happen, we'll still be back here Monday night to talk about why Raw doesn't happen.
Yes,
if it doesn't happen.
It's going to happen. It's at the Performance Center, right? Yeah.
It'll happen. But look, everybody, stay safe out there. Stay healthy. Get things in order. Do what you need to do. And we will catch you back here next time on the Wrestling Inc. podcast. Take care.
Love you guys.